بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, as we traverse along life's path, we are destined to encounter many challenges, tests and trials. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِي كَمَثَلِ الزَّرْعِ لَا تَزَالُ الرِّيحُ تُمِيلُهُ وَلَا يَزَالُ الْمُؤْمِنُ يُصِيبُهُ الْبَلَاءُ. The example of a believer is like that of a plant which is continually bent over by the wind. A believer is continually beset with afflictions. The continuous blowing of winds cause a plant to bend and sway. Challenges, tests, and trials are the winds that cause a believer to bend over. A believer will bend, but he will not break. And that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said. The believer has iman, he's a mu'min. So he turns to Allah, and he connects with himself to Allah. And so long as he connects himself to Allah, whenever that wind blows, the winds of calamity, the winds of tests and trials, whenever they blow, they will bend him, and they will bend him, but he will not break. And that's the difference between the believer and the munafiq, and the believer and the kafir, the disbeliever. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had said, عِشْ مُوْسِرًا إِنْ شِئْتَ أَوْ مُعْسِرًا لَا بُدَّ فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْغَمِّ دُنْيَاكَ بِالْأَحْزَانِ مَقْرُونَةٌ لَا تُقْتَعِ الدُّنْيَا بِلَا غَمِّ. He says, live a life of affluence or choose to live a life of poverty. Heartache, pain, calamity, sorrow, grief is one thing no human being can escape. لَا تُقْتَعِ الدُّنْيَا بِلَا غَمِّ. He says, the dunya, you cannot cross through it, you cannot traverse the path of life without anxiety, without sorrow, without pain, without hurt. It is the immutable system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah says, such are the days of Allah, such are the conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to encounter in this world. وَلَا حُزْنٌ يَدُومُ وَلَا سُرُورٌ وَلَا بُؤْسٌ عَلَيْكَ وَلَا رَخَاءُ إِذَا مَا كُنْتَ ذَا قَلْبٍ قَنُوعٍ فَأَنْتَ وَمَالِكُ الدُّنْيَا سَوَاءُ. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah says, neither will grief remain with you forever, nor will happiness remain with you forever. Understand that, accept that. Nor will adversity remain with you forever. Nor will prosperity remain with you forever. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ دَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِشَرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will test you. Shar, unfavorable circumstances, whether it is ill health, whether it is poverty, loss of life, loss of wealth, that is also a test from Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the khair that you enjoy, the affluence that you enjoy, wealth that you enjoy, the health that you enjoy, that is also a fitna, that is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So regardless of whether you are living a life of prosperity or a life of adversity, you find yourself in favorable or unfavorable circumstances, you will be tested by Allah. Brothers, there's no secret about the fact that the affluent and wealthy community of South Africa in general, and the affluent, wealthy Muslim community in particular of South Africa, is confronted with one of the greatest test that any community could ever deal with. And that is the test of kidnappings and the test of abductions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has alluded to this crime in the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded the people of Makkah of the peace and the security, the safety that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed them to enjoy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do they not see that we made the haram of Mecca a safe haven for them? We made the haram of Mecca a safe sanctuary for them, while the people around them were being abducted, and the people around them were being kidnapped, the people around them were being snatched away. This ayah alludes to the fact that security and safety is a great ni'mah. is a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the absence of this great ni'mah, the ni'mah of safety, the ni'mah of security, the absence of that bounty will lead to a hideous crime like kidnapping and abduction to find its roots within a society. And whenever we hear of an abduction, wherever we hear of a kidnapping, and there has been an overwhelming and an alarming rise in the kidnappings and abductions of prominent business Muslim men. And now what is even more concerning is that the families of affluent, wealthy Muslims and their children have now become victims. And we find that in some of the most recent abductions, their children and their families have now become a target of these abductions and kidnappings and this hideous crime. And it is something that we should all be concerned about. And it is really something that creates uneasiness within the community, especially the affluent and wealthy Muslim community of South Africa. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ Allah says the khair, the good, will be a source of imtihan. The affluence, the wealth, the health, the prominence, the popularity, all of that will be a form of test for you. And here we see it. One of the manifestations of the test of Allah as a result of affluence and wealth. And whenever we hear of an abduction, whenever we hear of a kidnapping, especially when it involves children, we are reminded of the abduction of Yusuf alayhi salam. We are reminded of the separation that Yusuf alayhi salam had to endure from his father. We are reminded of the grief, the sorrow, the hurt, the pain that Yaqub alayhi salam had to deal with through those long years. We are reminded of the unwavering hope that Yaqub alayhi salam had in Allah and his reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya abana arsilhu ma'ana. The brothers, they came to Yusuf alayhi salam, to Yaqub alayhi salam, the sons. Arsilhu ma'ana ghadan yarta' wa yal'ab wa inna lahu lahafidun. They said, send him with us. Send our young brother with us. Tomorrow when we go out on one of our outings, then do send him along with us. He will have a feast, yarta' wa yal'ab. He will play, he's a young child. He will have a fantastic time out there, and we will certainly give him the protection that he requires. Now imagine little Yusuf, alayhi salam, hearing this conversation. You know, when you are the small one in the house, or you are the little brother in the house, you are waiting for the day when your bigger brothers want to take you along with them on their outings. You're always told to stay back home. You're always told to stay at home because you're too young and you're too small. And the day when you are given the permission to go along and to tag along with the older boys and the bigger brothers, it's a source of great joy and happiness and excitement for you. So can you imagine how excited Yusuf alayhi salam was to know that the next day he goes out with his bigger brothers and enjoys himself. The next day in the morning, when they come to take Yusuf alayhi salam, Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi mentions that the brothers, they put on a show in front of their father. So they took Yusuf alayhi salam. There's differences of opinion with regards to his age, but he was a young boy at the time. And they carried him, one brother, and he passed it on to the next brother, putting on a show in front of their father, that we are delighted that the young boy can join us on this outing of ours. Yaqub alayhi salam walked with them to a certain point to bid them farewell, and he watched them walk with this young boy and go along with him. Alama Qurtubi rahmatullah mentions that the moment they were out of their father's sight, the brother on whose shoulder Yusuf alayhi salam was perched, he took Yusuf alayhi salam and flung him down to the ground. Can you imagine the feelings, the emotion of that young child at that point, at that time? How confused that child is when he's being abducted, and there are shots that are being fired. The confusion, the sorrow, the grief, the fear that takes over and captivates the heart of that young child. So Yusuf alayhi salam, one moment, just moments ago, he was enjoying a normal and ordinary life. in the protection or so-called protection of his brothers. And here they take him and they fling him down to the ground. He starts running from one brother to the other brother, so confused. And none of them are prepared to assist him and help him. And that's the worst type of grief. The sorrow that strikes when you are at a very high point of happiness and excitement. Because from that high level of excitement, you are dropped right down to this low level of grief and sorrow. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that how he comforted the young heart of Yusuf alayhi salam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to console the hearts of those children who have been abducted. We thank Allah for allowing the safe return of those young four boys who were taken away for 3 weeks from their parents. It probably felt like 3 long years for them and for their parents. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reunite all those who have been abducted, to bring them home, to reunite them with the families, and to bring solace to their hearts, and to bring comfort to their hearts, and to bring peace to their hearts, the hearts of those who have been abducted, and the hearts of those families who are yearning to be reunited with their family members. When they come back in the evening, and the news of the abduction of Yusuf alayhi salam reaches Yaqub, what is important for us, though our focus and the theme of the topic is related to the recent abductions and kidnappings that have taken place, it applies to every one of us who encounters any form of calamity or loss in our lives. Let us learn from the reaction of Yaqub alayhi salam. He receives the news. He is told that evening that your son Yusuf alayhi salam is no more. And we know the intense love that he had for Yusuf alayhi salam. How did he react? فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Number one, Yaqub alayhi salam, he said to himself, it was more a reminder for himself than for anyone else. He says, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ, I will persevere, a beautiful perseverance. I will observe a beautiful form of sabr. He knew that this is a test from Allah. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. Because of the khair that Allah has bestowed upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested me with that khair. This is a manifestation of the statement and the promise of Allah that He will test me. So what I need to do right now is sabr. And brothers, what is the essence of sabr? How do I practically display sabr? What does it mean to have sabr? To understand this, you go to the root meaning of sabr. You know, if you check up the meaning of sabr in the dictionary Saad Bara, you expect to find the translation patience. If anyone is asked to translate sabr, they'll say patience. It means patience. But when you arrive at the meaning in the dictionary, you don't find patience. You'll find it further down. But the first translation you find of sabr, sabara, is to shackle something down, to fasten something down, to tie something down. So what's the relationship between exercising patience and shackling something down? It is to fasten down and to shackle down that which wishes to explode within you. And sabr means to tie something down that wants to run off, something that wants to escape. When you tie it down, that's called sabr. So you don't, when you tie your shoelace, you don't call that sabr unless your shoes want to run off without you. You don't call that sabr. Sabr is when something wants to bolt away and you need to pass it down, that sabr. Because what happens when you hear that news? My child has been abducted, my child has been kidnapped, my child has been involved in an accident, my business has been burnt to the ground, I have lost. At that point, there's so many things that want to burst within you. And there are so many words that you want to utter. And there are so many things that you want to do that just want to escape. What's sabr? You gotta shackle it down. That's sabr. Tie it down. That's sabr. Fasten it down. There's something you want to say. You will not say it. Look at Yaqub alayhi salam. Throughout the 40 years. 40 years later, he saw his child. He saw Yusuf alayhi salam walking into the horizon. And he met him 40 years later. Throughout the 40 years, he hardly ever spoke. And when he spoke, he was speaking to his Allah. Sabr. Number two, what did he say? Wallahu musta'an. It's not easy to make sabr. I need Allah's assistance. Allah is the only source of assistance who will help me get through this ordeal. So the first port of call should be dua. To turn to Allah. Allahu al-musta'an. I wish you could appreciate this expression in the Arabic language. Allah is al-musta'an, the only one from whom help is sought. The only one from whom assistance is sought. So your first port of call is, oh Allah, this is a really, really tough thing for me to deal with. I'm going to need your help. I'm really going to need your help to get through it. One is, I need your help to locate my kid. I need your help to find my child. I need your help to get the hostage released from the kidnappers and those who abducted the child or my parent or whoever else it may be. I really need your help. Allahu musta'an. And that is dua, brothers. Whether you know the family or you do not know the family, you make dua for them. Whether Allah answered your dua or the dua of another person, that should not bother you as a believer. Your duty is to make dua. إِنِّي لَا أَحْمِلُ هَمَّ الْإِجَابَةِ Umar ibn al-Khattab, he says, I do not carry the burden of answering the dua. That I have no control over. وَلَكِنْ هَمَّ الدُّعَى But what I do have within my control is to make dua. Brothers, whatever it may be, no matter how far you feel you have drifted away from Allah, one thing you never stop doing is making dua. One thing you don't ever stop doing on a daily basis is spare some time making dua to Allah. Speaking with Allah. And we should make dua for the families who have been affected, for those who have been abducted and who have been kidnapped. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, دَعْوَةُ الْمُسْلِمْ لِأَخِيهِ عَنْ ظَهْرِ الْغَيْبِ مُسْتَجَابَةً The dua that you make in the absence of your Muslim, that dua is answered. That's a genuine dua. You don't even know the family. You don't even know the person, but you make dua for them, for their safe return, and for them to be reunited with the families. That's a sincere, genuine dua. Allah answers that dua. Secondly, we don't have time. There's so many lessons to learn from the abduction of Yusuf alayhi salam. So one is, your first port of call should be dua, turn to Allah. And don't ever underestimate the dua. You know, sometimes people say, all we can do is make dua. As if Allah has left you with something very, very ineffective. That's a serious statement to say, all we can do is make dua. Subhanallah, you should be happy. Alhamdulillah, we have with us dua. Because the moment you underestimate the power of dua, you have underestimated the power of Allah. Number two, we find that Yaqub alayhi salam, he remained very, very positive and hopeful and optimistic throughout the ordeal. People around him were so negative, and something very important, brothers. This is not the time to be spreading negative news and negative information about the family and being negative about those involved and using social media to taint a negative picture about the family or the parents or the dealings. This is not the time for that. This is the time to be positive around those who are affected. Tomorrow it could be you, tomorrow it could be me, tomorrow it could be our children. May Allah grant us all afiyah. So Yaqub alayhi salam, those around him were very negative. They kept on making some unpleasant remarks to him. Tallahi innaka lafi dalalika alqadim. Tallahi tafta'u tadhkuru Yusuf hatta takuna haradan aw takuna min alhalikin. Negative. Those around you were negative. So when those around you are negative, you need to remain strong. Don't allow the negativity of others to make you lose hope in the mercy of Allah. You got to remain optimistic. You got to remain positive. Asa Allahu an ya'tiyani bihim jami'a. You know this word asa? Study the Quran and see how often the anbiya used this word asa. Whenever they were in a very difficult situation, they used this word asa. What is the asa known as? In Arabic we call it fi'lul raja. What is fi'lul raja? It is a word that is used to inspire hope and optimism. Yeah, Musa alayhi salam, whenever he was at a very difficult point in his life, Asa, I am hopeful, I have full optimism and hope in the mercy of Allah. And that's what Yaqub alayhi salam had shown. One last piece of advice for myself and for everyone else. Yaqub alayhi salam made a beautiful dua. It's a short dua, very powerful dua, very effective dua. When he made this dua, after sending off his boys on their last trip to Egypt, Allah returned all the kids to him. What was the dua? فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whenever you're sending your kids off to school, whenever you're dropping off your kids at school, recite this dua. A very effective and powerful dua. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah is the best protector. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And He's the most merciful of those who show mercy. Repeat this dua as you are sending them off to school, when you are dropping them off to school. Repeat this. Recite it often at that point. And not only on that occasion, but whenever you are adopting a means of security, whenever you activate the alarm of your car, at that point, as you are activating the alarm, say, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَأَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. When you are locking up and when you are closing, whatever it may be, whenever you adopt a means of security, recite this dua, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.